Greetings in Christ. I am Pastor Matthew Tooman. The New Testament reading for today is from Acts chapter 11, verses 19 through 30. Now those who were scattered because of the persecution that arose over Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, speaking the word to no one except Jews. But there were some of them, men of Cyprus and Cyrene, who on coming to Antioch spoke to the Hellenists also, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number who believed turned to the Lord. The report of this came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch. When he came and saw the grace of God, he was glad, and he exhorted them all to remain faithful to the Lord with steadfast purpose. For he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith. And a great many people were added to the Lord. So Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. For a whole year they met with the church and taught a great many people. And in Antioch the disciples were first called Christians. Now in these days prophets came down from Jerusalem to Antioch. And one of them, named Agabus, stood up and foretold by the Spirit that there would be a great famine over all the world. This took place in the days of Claudius. So the disciples determined, everyone according to his ability, to send relief to the brothers living in Judea. And they did so, sending it to the elders by the hand of Barnabas and Saul. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. God knows how to make things happen. Saul stood by as his buddies stoned Stephen for preaching Jesus. They meant to stop a movement, but the Lord used it to expand Jesus' reach in word and sacrament. Because of the stoning and subsequent persecutions, God's people scattered to other parts of the region, seeking safe places to live and worship. Instead of stopping a movement, Stephen's stoning creates a bigger bubble of influence as God's people extend their reach. This was not the plan of the people who stoned Stephen, neither was it the plan of the Christians. But this is how the Lord works. God knows how to make things happen. As they scattered, the Christians determined to share the word of God, but only with the Jews. However, these Christians came into contact with Hellenists in the city of Antioch, located in current-day Turkey. These Jewish people, who adopted the Greek language and Greek culture, came to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. As the leaders of the church observed this reality, they affirmed the work of the Holy Spirit and encouraged these new Christians to gather and persist in the faith. God knows how to make things happen. In the meantime, concurrent with the dispersion that occurred because of the persecutions connected to Stephen's martyrdom, Saul, who had stood by and observed Stephen's martyring, had a life-changing encounter with the Lord. As a result, he came to believe in Jesus and was baptized by a man named Ananias. Saul, then renamed Paul, becomes a great missionary. This conversion was observed and affirmed to the church by a man named Barnabas. Barnabas decides to adapt to the needs of the Antioch church and brings Paul into that community to preach and teach. For a whole year, Paul and Barnabas did missionary work in Antioch and taught a great many people. God knows how to make things happen. As a result of this work, the Hellenist Christians became a great force in bringing God's word to the Gentiles, and the Lord raised up local congregations throughout present-day Turkey and elsewhere. In fact, the seven churches referenced in the book of Revelation all arise in present-day Turkey. We can see the power of God's word as it goes out. The word of the Lord does not return empty. God knows how to make things happen. Sometimes we look at our lives and determine ourselves to go in a particular direction, and things don't always work out the way we plan. Sometimes we look at our lives and see the circumstances and wonder if our lives have meaning at all. Sometimes we see the effects of sin in our lives and wonder what the Lord could do with our lives now. Sometimes we experience evil at the hands of other people that transforms our path of life unimaginably. Maybe, in these moments, we can, by faith, take a step back, depending completely on the forgiveness of sins, observing the work of the Lord, and adapting our path. Maybe things don't work out the way we envision, but the Lord's vision is better. He even knows how to make all things work for the good of those who love Him, who are called according to His purpose. God knows how to make things happen. In the name of Jesus, amen. Let us pray. Merciful Lord, Your church expanded from Jerusalem to Antioch, where those who believed in Jesus were first called Christians. Through Your servants Barnabas and Paul, Gentiles were evangelized and now called by Your name. Give us courage to speak Your name, even in the face of persecution, so that all might hear Your word and come to the knowledge of the truth. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.